Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Houston Rockets and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Houston comes in with a record of 18-56. Cleveland is 47-28 on the year. Over their last 10, Houston 3-7 is on a four-game losing streak, while Cleveland over that span 8-2 has won three in a row. Here are the numbers. Houston averages 110.6 per game and surrenders 118.7. Cleveland scores 112.2 and surrenders 106.7. Turnovers 15.7 per game by the Rockets, 12.6 by the Cavs. Cleveland 48.9% from the field, 45.5% for Houston. 3-point shooting 32.7 by Houston, 36.4% from deep by the Cavs. Cleveland is 77.8% from the free throw line, while the Rockets shoot 75.6% from the stripe. And lastly, you have bench scoring, 32.8 points per game from Houston's bench, 28.3 from the second squad of the Cavs. Cleveland won the first meeting of these two clubs, 113-95. They are the home team in this one. Both teams are healthy. And let's go. Let's see what Houston can do trying to win this game. I don't know that it'll be much. I think Houston is up against it. Cleveland's a really good team. Houston's the worst team in the NBA. I got the Cavs winning this one comfortably as they did the first game. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Houston and Cleveland. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the NBA with a betting preview between the Houston Rockets and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The lines open up in this game at the Cavs at minus 13.5, but it's gone up now to 14, so the Cavs are 14-point favorites going into this game, and the over-under is at 224. Now the Rockets coming in, they're 18-56 on the year, 31-41-2 against the spread, 36 overs, 37 unders, one push on the year. They're 6-30 on the road. It's just been a tough year for the Rockets. Obviously, they're right in the mix to get the draft lottery, the first position in the draft, which would completely jumpstart their entire rebuild. Obviously, Wembanyama, he's the guy to get. We know the roster doesn't tank, but the upper brass, obviously, of the Rockets have committed to the tank. They've lost four in a row, 1-3 against the spread, two overs in that time. They're coming off of an absolute beatdown at the hands of the Grizzlies. They lost that game 151-114 on Friday. And although the Rockets have gotten five straight road overs, let's go Rockets. And you might be thinking, hey, they're scoring points. And they're giving up about 130 points on the road. It is just a disaster of a season for the Rockets. Now, the Cavaliers, on the other hand, they're one of the better defensive teams in the NBA, so the over is in doubt. They're 47-28 on the year, 39-33-3 against the spread, 38 overs, 37 unders, 29-8 at home, and the Cavs have won five of their last six, 3-3 against the spread in that time, five overs as well, and they beat the Nets 116-114 on Thursday. It was a big win for the Cavaliers. Obviously, they were down by like 6 points with about 20 seconds left. They found a way to win that game. It just made no sense how the Nets blew that game, but it makes no sense what the Nets do almost all the time. The Cavaliers, they obviously are trying to fend off the Knicks and the Nets. They're trying to keep that fourth spot in the Eastern Conference, which would be huge for them for the playoffs. I'm going to lay the 14 points with the Cavaliers. I'm a lot more confident in that than anything else because the Cavs are just going to absolutely blow them out. So I think the over is going to hit mainly because I think the Cavaliers are just not going to call off the dogs. And the Cavaliers also have five straight overs after a win. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews under the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Houston Rockets and the Cleveland Cavaliers.